first of all, we've expressed concern that government is going into other jurisdictions, other countries, to arrest or pick suspects that they are trying here in Zambia for whatever offences they've charged them. We think that there's no due process of the law. We have the earlier case of the former Minister of Information, Honourable Chimbaka Mbwili, who was arrested and extradited to Zambia under similar circumstances. We are strongly urging government that government should follow the law. There are internationally accepted procedures to follow, such as using Interpol, such as signing extradition treaty. It's not enough that you send your own police officers and they attempt to abduct those persons back to Zambia.
The Interior Minister of Zambia has praised the role that Zimbabwe authorities play. Now, does Zambia have an extradition treaty with Zimbabwe?
Yes, we're very concerned. To my knowledge, we don't have an extradition treaty between Zambia and Zimbabwe. There's no such treaty yet. There are mechanisms like the International Police Interpol, where you can issue a ready alert and issue orders, but even those orders are subject to extradition processes, where the accused person should be given a right to, for example, object to such an extradition, because JJ is running to save his life.
So how true are these reports that JJ Banda must have surrendered himself to Zimbabwe authorities?
It is hard for the opposition in Zambia to believe the Minister of Home Affairs. He has not told the truth, especially on this case. He has been very evasive with facts, and information has emerged steadily that disputes what even this issue that he was arrested in Zimbabwe is coming from the Minister of Interior in Zambia. There's no formal statement from Zimbabwe. There's no formal statement to confirm the assertions that Zambia is making.